Kia fesa. Who did that? This is a simple interrogative sentence in French. Let's break it down. Qui means who and acts as the subject of the sentence. A is the third person singular form of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. It is used in the past participle construction to form the past tense in French. Faire is the past participle of the verb faire. To do. The sentence literally translates to, who has done that? But in English, we use the simpler, who did that? Qui l'a? Who has it? This is a simple question in French, using the interrogative pronoun qui, who, and the verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the third person singular. A. The pronoun elle is a contraction of le, the, and it, referring to a masculine noun. This question is asking who possesses something, but the object is left unspecified. C'est qui, Tom? This is who, Tom? This sentence is a c'est phrase. In French, c'est is used to introduce a subject, and can be translated as, this is the question word. Qui is the subject of the sentence. This is the equivalent of who in English. Qui is used to ask about the identity of a person or group. This sentence is a question seeking to identify Tom. The Tom is simply the name of the person in question. The word order is reversed, which is common in French interrogative sentences. Qui a téléphoné? This translates to, who called? Let's break it down. Qui is the interrogative pronoun for who, asking about the subject of the verb. It's in the nominative case, meaning it functions as the subject of the sentence. A is the contracted form of avoir. To have, and the past participle téléphoné, forming the past tense, indicating an action that was completed in the past. It's the third person singular form of the verb, agreeing with the unknown subject, who. Téléphoné is the past participle of the verb téléphoné, meaning to call. It's used in this case to form the past tense of the verb. The entire sentence is a simple interrogative sentence with the subject and verb in an inverted order. It asks about the subject performing the action of making a phone call. Qui est qui a téléphoné? Who is it that called? This sentence uses the qui interrogative pronoun, which means who. The est is an interrogative phrase, which means, is it? Together they form, who is it? Qui is the subject of the verb, called, which is the verb téléphoné, in the past participle form, and is conjugated with the auxiliary verb, have, or avoir. The past participle of the verb téléphoné is téléphoné, which in this sentence is conjugated with the auxiliary avoir. In the third person singular form, a. Qui m'a vu? Who saw me? This sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it is asking a question. The word order is reversed from a declarative sentence in French. Qui is the subject pronoun, meaning who. Ma is the contracted form of the verb avoir, to have, and the direct object pronoun, me, meaning, saw me. V is the past participle of the verb, voir, to see, completing the verb phrase. The verb, avoir, is used with past participles in French to form compound tenses. In this case, it is used to form the passé composé, which is the most common past tense in French. Qui est resté? Who stayed? This is a simple interrogative sentence in French. Qui is the interrogative pronoun meaning who? Is the third person singular form of the verb to be in the present tense. Rester is the past participle of the verb to stay. Rester and is used here as an adjective modifying the subject, who. This sentence uses the inversion of subject and verb typical of interrogative sentences in French. The verb comes before the subject, which is the pronoun. Qui? Qui a parlé? Who spoke? This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun. Qui? Who, to ask a question. A is the contracted form of avoir. To have, in this context. Parler is the past participle of the verb parler. To speak. In French, the verb comes after the subject in a question. Qui était-il? Who was he? This sentence asks a question about a male person's identity. Breakdown. Qui means who, and is the subject pronoun of the sentence. Était is the imperfect tense of the verb être, meaning to be. This form is used to describe a state or action in the past, specifically when it was ongoing or habitual. Il is the subject pronoun, he. The question mark at the end indicates that this is an interrogative sentence. Key concept. Interrogative sentences. A type of sentence that asks a question. In French, interrogative sentences often begin with an interrogative word, such as qui. Imperfect tense. Used to describe actions or states in the past that were ongoing or habitual. Qui était-ce? Who was that? This sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb être. To be. Était. The imperfect tense is used to describe an action or state that was ongoing in the past. In this case, it is asking about the identity of someone who was present in the past. The pronoun qui means who and functions as the subject of the sentence. The word ce is a demonstrative pronoun meaning that and refers to a person or thing already mentioned or understood. Qui a hurlé? Who yelled? This sentence is a question in the passé composé tense, which is the most common past tense in French. Qui means who and is the subject of the sentence. A is the auxiliary verb to have in the third person singular. It is used with the passé composé tense. Hurler is the past participle of the verb hurler, which means to yell or to scream. The sentence is asking who performed the action of yelling. Décapé. This translates to get out of here. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command. The verb is décapé, which is the second person plural imperative of the verb décapé, meaning to pack up and leave or to decamp. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions to a group of people. In this case, you are telling a group to leave. Qui est là? Who is there? This is a simple question asking, who is present in the location? Breakdown. Qui is the interrogative pronoun meaning, who? Est is the third person singular form of the verb. Est. To be, in the present tense. La is an adverb meaning, there, or, here. Key concepts. Interrogative pronoun. Used to ask a question. Verb conjugation. Est. Is the correct conjugation of et for the third person singular in the present tense. Adverb modifies a verb, adjective, or another adverb. Qui est le prochain? Who is next? This is a simple question asking for the identity of the person who should come next in a line, queue, or other sequence. Qui is the interrogative pronoun, who? It's the subject of the sentence, and introduces the question. Is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present indicative. It acts as the linking verb connecting the subject. Qui? To the predicate. Le prochain. Le is the definite article, the. It modifies the noun. Prochain is the adjective, next, which modifies the noun understood in the sentence, person, turn, etc. The sentence uses a simple word order. Subject, plus, verb, plus, complement. Qui est le suivant? Who is next? Breakdown. Qui? This is the interrogative pronoun meaning, who. It is the subject of the sentence. This is the third person singular form of the verb, être, to be, in the present tense. Le. This is the masculine definite article meaning, the. Suivant. This is the masculine singular adjective meaning, next. It modifies the noun, person, implied by the context. The sentence structure is straightforward. Interrogative pronoun plus verb plus noun phrase. The sentence is asking to identify the person, who is next in line, or sequence. Qui est malade? Who is sick? Breakdown. Qui is the interrogative pronoun meaning, who? It is the subject of the sentence. Is the third person singular present tense of the verb, être, to be. Malade is the adjective meaning, sick. It modifies the subject of the sentence, which is, who. Key concepts. Interrogative pronouns are used to ask questions. The verb, être, is a very important verb in French as it is used for describing people and things. Adjectives agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Qui est? Who is this? The sentence structure is simple. Qui is the interrogative pronoun meaning, who? Est is a contracted form of the verb. Et, to be, and the pronoun. Sir. This. This contraction is common in French questions. So, the literal translation is, who is this? C'est qui? This is who? This is an informal way to ask, who is that? In French. Say. C'est. Is a contraction of il est. Il est. He is, or L-E-S-T. Elle est. She is. The gender of the pronoun, he, or she, is implied, and depends on, who is being pointed to. Qui. key. Means, who, this is the interrogative pronoun used for the subject of the verb. You would use this phrase when you want to know the identity of a person, but you don't know their name. A quoi bon? What is the point? Breakdown. A is a preposition meaning to. Quoi is an interrogative pronoun meaning what. Bon is an adjective meaning good. The whole phrase translates to what is the point? Or what good is it? Pourquoi s'en soucier? Why worry about it? This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun. Pourquoi? Why, followed by the verb. S'en soucier. Which is a reflexive verb. S'en is a contraction of s'en. Where? Se is the reflexive pronoun, referring back to the subject. En is a preposition that can mean about it, or of it. Soucier is the verb, to worry. So, the entire verb phrase s'en soucier translates to worry about it, or to be concerned about it. À quoi bon? This means, what's the point? Or, why bother? Breakdown. À. This is a preposition meaning, to, or, at. In this phrase, it acts as a part of the expression. À quoi bon? Which translates to, what good is it? Or, what's the point? Quoi? This is an interrogative pronoun meaning what or which. It's used here to ask about the purpose or benefit of something. Bon. This is an adjective meaning good or worthwhile. In this context, it implies that something is beneficial or useful. Key concepts. Interrogative pronoun. Quoi is a question word that asks for information. Idiom. À quoi bon is an idiomatic expression that conveys a sense of futility or lack of purpose. As-tu appelé? Did you call? This is a simple question in the past tense. As-tu is the contracted form of as-tu, which means, have you? This is the first person plural form of the verb. Avoir. To have. It is used in this context to form the past tense with the past participle of the verb. Appeler. Is the past participle of the verb. Appeler. To call. It is used in conjunction with. Avoir. To form the past tense. So, the sentence literally means, have you called? Make up. Leave. This is an imperative sentence. It is a command to leave. Make up. Means leave or clear out. It is an informal, and often aggressive, term. Vous pouvez partir. You can leave. This sentence uses the formal. Vous. Form of the verb. Pouvoir. To be able, in the present tense, conjugated as. Pouvez. Partir. Is the infinitive verb, to leave. The whole sentence is a polite way of saying that the person is allowed to leave. Tu peux y aller. You can go. This is a very simple sentence in French, but it demonstrates a few key concepts. Tu is the informal pronoun for you. It's used when talking to someone you know well, like a friend or family member. Pu is the informal conjugation of the verb pouvoir. Pouvoir meaning to be able to or can in the present tense. Here, It's conjugated in the second person singular. Y. E. is a pronoun that is tricky to translate directly, but it refers to a previously mentioned place. Ole. Ale. Is the verb, to go. It is also in the present tense, and conjugated in the second person singular. So, in English, this sentence is a simple imperative. You can go. You are being given permission to go to a place you have already been talking about. Tu peux partir. You can leave. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The subject pronoun tu, you, is usually omitted in the imperative form, but it's included here for emphasis. The verb peut can is the conjugated form of the verb pouvoir. To be able to, in the present tense, third person singular. It is used to express permission or possibility. Partir. To leave is the infinitive form of the verb. It is the verb form without conjugation. Vous pouvez aller. You can go. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence in the vous form, which is the formal you in French. Vous is the subject pronoun, meaning you, formal. Pouvez is the verb, pouvoir, to be able to, conjugated in the present tense, indicating ability or permission. Aller is the infinitive verb, to go. The entire sentence indicates that the listener has permission to go, with a formal tone. Tu peux t'en aller. You can leave. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The subject pronoun tu, you, is understood, but not explicitly stated, as is common in the imperative. The verb peut can is in the present tense and agrees with the understood subject. Tu. The pronoun a of it is a partitive pronoun, used to indicate a portion of something. The verb aller to go is in the infinitive form. The phrase t'en aller is a contraction of t'en aller. With the object pronoun te, you, attached to the verb aller. The entire phrase translates to, you can go away, or, you can leave. Vous pouvez vous en aller. You can leave. This sentence uses the formal ruse form of the verb pouvoir, which means, to be able to, or, to can. Pouvoir is conjugated in the present tense, and the subject is vous, the formal second person pronoun, which means, you, singular, or plural, in a formal setting. The a is a pronoun that refers to the place where one is, and aller means to go. This is an informal way to say, you may leave, or, you are free to go. Vous pouvez y aller. You can go there. This sentence is a very simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request. Vous is the formal, you, in French. This is used when addressing someone you don't know well, someone older than you, or someone in a position of authority. Pouvez is the verb, to be able, in the present tense, conjugated in the formal, you, form. E is a pronoun that replaces a previously mentioned place. In this case, it is likely referring to a specific location that has already been discussed. Aller is the verb, to go, in the infinitive form. The sentence is grammatically correct, and follows the standard word order for imperative sentences in French. The verb comes before the object pronoun. E. To decide. You decide. This sentence is very simple. It is in the to form, which is the informal second person singular used to address a person that you know well, such as a friend or family member. Decide is the second person singular of the present tense of the verb decide, which means to decide. In this sentence, the verb is conjugated to match the subject to you. Toi, decide. You, decide. This sentence is a command, telling someone to decide. Toi, is the pronoun, you, in the informal form, used to address someone you know well. Decide, is the verb, to decide, in the imperative form, commanding someone to do something. Vous, décidez. You, decide. This sentence is in the vous form, which is the formal you in French. It is a command, as indicated by the absence of a conjugated verb in the main clause. The word décidez is the second person plural form of the verb décidez, which means to decide. The entire sentence translates to you, formal, decide. Dégage. This means get out or scram. Dégage is the imperative form of the verb dégager, meaning to get out or to clear out. The imperative form is used to give a command, and in this case, it is a very direct and forceful command. C'est toi qui l'a fait. You are the one who did it. Breakdown. C'est is a contraction of c'est, meaning it is. Toi is the pronoun you used in the nominative case, subject of the verb. Qui is a relative pronoun meaning who or that. Elle is the direct object pronoun, it, which refers to something already mentioned in the context. As is the past participle of the verb avoir, to have. In this case, it functions as the auxiliary verb in the passé composé tense. Faire is the past participle of the verb faire. To do. Explanation. The sentence uses the passé composé tense, formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, and the past participle of the main verb faire. The construction c'est qui is used to emphasize the subject, in this case, you. Toi. The entire sentence literally translates to, it is you who has done it. C'est vous qui l'avez fait. It is you who did it. This sentence uses the c'est qui construction, which is used to emphasize the subject of a sentence. Here's a breakdown. C'est. This is the contraction of c'est, meaning it is. Vous. This is the pronoun you. Qui. This is the relative pronoun who. It connects the subject of the sentence you to the verb did it. L'avez. This is the verb to have, conjugated in the third person plural you have. It is used in the perfect tense, which is the equivalent of the English have done. Faire. This is the past participle of the verb to do, meaning done. The sentence structure emphasizes you as the one who did the action. Tu m'as eu. You got me. This sentence is an informal exclamation expressing surprise or amusement at having been tricked or outsmarted. Here's a breakdown of the grammar. Tu. Tu is the informal pronoun for you. M'as. Ma is the contraction of the verb avoir. To have, in the second person singular, present tense, followed by the direct object pronoun. Me. Me. This means, you have me. You. U. Is the past participle of avoir. To have. Together. Mazu. Means, you have gotten me, or, you have caught me. This is a slangy way of saying, you tricked me, or, you got me. You got me. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the passé composé verb tense. Vous. Vous. Means, you, plural, or formal singular. M-A-V-E-S. M-A-V-E-S. Is the past participle of the verb avoir. Avoir. To have, conjugated in the third person plural with the pronoun me. Me. Attached to the verb. This form is used for the passé composé when the subject is vous. Vous. And the object is me. Me. You. U. Is the past participle of the verb avoir. Avoir. To have. The sentence translates to, you got me. The phrase expresses that the speaker has been tricked, or surprised by the other person. Vous pouvez partir. You can leave. The sentence uses the formal, vous. Vous. Which is a polite form of, you, used when addressing someone you don't know well, or someone older than you. The verb, pouvoir, means, to be able to, or, can, and is conjugated in the present tense. Pouvez, in the formal, vous, form. The verb, partir, means, to leave, and is in the infinitive form. Tu peux y aller. You can go there. Breakdown. 2. This is the informal subject pronoun, you. It is used when speaking to someone you know well, like a friend, or family member. You. This is the present tense form of the verb, pouvoir, to be able to. It's being used here in the affirmative form, meaning it's stating something is possible. Why? This is a pronoun that replaces a place, in this case, the location being referred to. It acts as a direct object of the verb, aller. Aller. This is the verb, to go, in its infinitive form. Here, it's conjugated in the present tense form. Key concepts. Subject pronouns. Words like, to, and, vous, that represent the person, or thing performing an action. Verb conjugation. Changing the form of a verb based on tense, person, and number. Pronouns. Words that stand in for nouns, like, why, which represents a place. Direct object. The noun, or pronoun that receives the action of the verb. Tu peux partir. You can leave. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command, or instruction. Tu. Tu. Is the informal second person pronoun, meaning, you. You. Per. Is the third person singular form of the verb pouvoir. Pouvoir. Meaning, to be able to. It is conjugated in the present tense to indicate a general ability. Partir. Partir. Is the infinitive form of the verb, to leave. So, the full meaning of the sentence is, you are able to leave, which is conveyed as a direct instruction. You can leave. Tu peux t'en aller. You can leave. Tu. Is the informal pronoun for, you, singular. Peux. Is the verb, to be able, in the present tense, conjugated for the second person singular. Te. Is a contraction of te, which is the object pronoun for you, singular, and a, which is a pronoun meaning from it or from here. This combination acts to make the sentence more concise. Aller is the verb to go in the infinitive form. Are is a pronoun meaning from it or from here. The combination of te and are indicates that you can go away from something, in this case the place where the speaker is.
Vous pouvez vous en aller.
You can leave. This sentence uses the formal, vous, form of the verb, pouvoir.
Pouvoir.
To be able to.
Pouvoir.
Is conjugated in the present tense. Vous pouvez.
Vous pouvez.
The verb. Aller. To go, is used in the infinitive form.
En aller.
To go away.
Vous pouvez y aller.
You can go there. This sentence uses the formal, vous, which is the polite form of you, in French.
Vous.
Is the subject pronoun.
Pouvez.
Is the verb, to be able, in the present tense. Conjugated in the formal form.
E
is a pronoun that replaces the location that was previously mentioned in the context.
Aller
is the verb, to go, in the infinitive.
Par
leave. This is a simple imperative verb in the
to
form, meaning you, informal. The verb
partir
means to leave, and the imperative form for you is
par.
À terre. To the ground. This phrase is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or order.
À
is a preposition meaning to or at.
Terre
is a noun meaning ground or earth. The exclamation mark makes it more forceful and urgent.
Tu as raté ton coup.
You missed your shot. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is a compound tense formed by the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Here, the auxiliary verb
avoir
is conjugated in the second person singular
as,
and the past participle of the verb
raté,
to miss, is
raté.
The pronoun
tu,
you, is the subject of the sentence, and
ton coup,
your shot, is the direct object.
Tu as loupé ton coup.
You missed your chance. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is the most common way to express past actions in French. The structure is subject plus auxiliary verb, avoir, plus past participle. In this case, to, you, plus as, have, auxiliary verb, plus loupé, missed, past participle, plus ton coup, your chance.
Loupé
is a verb that means to miss or to fail. In this case, it means to miss your chance or to miss your opportunity.
Coup
can mean blow or shot in the literal sense, but in this case, it means chance or opportunity. The sentence is grammatically correct, and conveys the meaning that the person addressed missed their chance, or opportunity.
Tu es vilain.
You are mean. Breakdown.
Tu
is the informal subject pronoun, you. It's used when addressing someone you know well, or are familiar with. Is the third person singular form of the verb, être. To be, in the present tense. It's conjugated to agree with the subject, to, you. Mila is an adjective meaning mean or ugly. It describes the subject, you. In this case, the sentence uses the simple present tense to express a general statement about the subject's character. You are tall. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the subject pronoun.
Du,
which means you. The verb is the present tense conjugation of the verb to be in the singular form for the second person. The adjective means tall and modifies the noun that is the subject of the sentence. You are tall. This sentence uses the
du
form of the verb to be and the adjective
broad.
Tall.
Du
is the informal singular pronoun meaning you. Is the conjugated form of
et.
In the present tense, second person singular.
Broad
is the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Broad.
Because the subject is
du,
which is feminine, the adjective must agree in gender.
Vous êtes
broad. You are tall. This sentence is a simple declarative statement in the present tense.
Vous
is the formal pronoun meaning you in French. The informal you is
tu.
Et is the present tense form of the verb être, to be. Note that the conjugation of this verb changes based on the subject pronoun. Is an adjective meaning tall. This sentence literally translates to you are tall.
Vous êtes broad.
You are tall. This sentence uses the formal
vous.
Vous. Which is used to address someone with respect, or when speaking to someone you don't know well.
Et
is the third person plural form of the verb.
Et
to be conjugated in the present tense. The adjective
broad.
Tall agrees with the noun
vous,
you, in gender and number.
Vous êtes broad.
You are tall. This sentence uses the
vous
form of the verb
être
to be in the present tense, which is
être.
For the plural, the adjective
broad.
Tall agrees with the subject
vous
in number and gender. So, the whole sentence translates as you are tall.
Vous êtes broad.
You are tall. This sentence uses the formal
vous.
Vous. Which is the polite form of you in French. The verb être.
Être.
Is conjugated in the present tense, agreeing with the subject,
vous.
Vous. The adjective, brands.
Broad.
Is in the feminine plural form, agreeing with the subject,
vous.
Vous. Which is understood to be plural.
Marrant.
You are funny. This sentence uses informal language, and is a shortened form of
tu es marrant.
Tu is the informal you, and is used for friends and family. Is the conjugation of the verb
être
to be in the present tense for the informal you.
Marrant
is the feminine form of the adjective
marrant.
Funny. Therefore, the sentence is using the informal you and directly translates to you are funny.
Allez-vous-en.
Go away. This is an imperative sentence, telling someone to leave.
Aller
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go. The imperative form is used for commands.
Vous
is the formal pronoun for you, and is used in this instance to show authority. Is a pronoun that refers to the location where the person should go. It is often used in imperatives to indicate moving away from the speaker. Is the exclamation mark, which emphasizes the command. You're funny. This is an informal, friendly expression. It literally means, you are amusing. Is a contraction of
t'es,
which means, you are.
Marrant
means, funny, or amusing. It's a colloquial word that's often used in informal situations.
T'es bizarre.
You are strange. This sentence uses the informal pronoun
tu,
which means you, and is used when addressing someone directly in an informal setting. The verb
est
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être,
which means to be. It is conjugated in the second person singular form to agree with the subject.
Tu.
The adjective
bizarre
means strange, and it modifies the subject.
Tu. Vous êtes bizarre.
You are bizarre. This sentence uses the formal vous.
Vous.
Which is used to show respect or formality when addressing someone.
Vous
is the subject pronoun and means you. It is the formal way to address someone, and is used with the verb être.
Être.
Which is the verb to be.
Être
is the conjugated form of the verb être.
Être.
In the present tense, it agrees with the subject vous.
Vous.
Which is in the second person plural.
Bizarre
means bizarre, and functions as an adjective in this sentence, describing the subject.
Vous êtes bizarre.
You are strange. This sentence uses the formal vous, which is used for addressing someone with respect, or when speaking to multiple people.
Vous
is the subject pronoun, you, and is used with the formal verb conjugation être, which is the present tense of the verb être, which means to be.
Bizarre
is the adjective strange, and agrees with the subject vous in number and gender.
Tu es vieux.
You are old. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. It uses the subject pronoun
tu,
meaning you, and the verb
être,
meaning to be, conjugated in the present tense as
est.
For the second person singular, the adjective
vieux,
meaning old, modifies the noun
tu.
The sentence structure is subject plus verb plus adjective.
Tu es vieux.
You are old. This sentence is in the
tu
form, which is the informal you in French, used when addressing someone you know well.
Est
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être,
to be, for the
tu
form.
Vieux
is the feminine form of the adjective
vieux,
old. Since we are talking about you, which is feminine in this sentence, the adjective needs to match the gender.
Vous êtes vieux.
You are old. The sentence
vous êtes vieux
uses the formal Vous, which is used when speaking to someone you don't know well, or to show respect. The verb être means to be, and is conjugated in the present tense. The adjective vieux is an irregular masculine adjective meaning old. The sentence is in the affirmative form. Vous êtes vieux. You are old. This sentence uses the formal vous. Vous. Which is used to address someone with respect, typically someone older than you, or someone you don't know well. Être is the present tense form of the verb être. Être. To be, conjugated in the third person plural. Vieux is the feminine plural form of the adjective vieux. Vieux. Old. Since vous. Vous. Is plural, we need to use the plural form of the adjective. Vous êtes vieux. You are old. This sentence uses the formal vous. Vous. Which is used to address someone with respect, like a professor, or someone you don't know well. Être is the conjugated form of the verb être. Être. To be, in the present tense, second person plural, you. Vieux is the feminine form of the adjective vieux. Vieux. Old. In French, adjectives agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Tu es triste. You are sad. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Tu. Tu. Is the subject pronoun for you. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb être. To be, for the second person singular, you. Triste.
Triste.
Is an adjective meaning sad.
Dégarpissé.
Get out. The imperative verb
dégarpissé
means get out. It is the formal plural form of the verb
dégarpir,
which is a colloquial and somewhat vulgar way of saying to leave or to get out.
Vous êtes triste.
You are sad. The sentence uses the formal vous.
Vous.
Which is used to address someone with respect, or when speaking to someone you don't know well.
Être.
To be, is conjugated in the present tense with the second person plural form.
Être. Triste.
Sad, is an adjective, and describes the subject, you.
Tu es timide.
You are shy. The sentence, tu es timide, is in the present tense, and uses the verb, être.
Être.
To be. Tu.
Tu.
Is the informal pronoun for, you, and, timide.
Timide.
Is an adjective meaning, shy.
Vous êtes timide.
You are shy. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Vous
is the formal pronoun for you and is used to address someone with respect.
Être
is the third person plural form of the verb être, to be. It is conjugated in the present tense, which indicates that the state of being shy is ongoing.
Timide
is an adjective describing the state of being shy. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject plus verb plus adjective.
Vous avez gagné.
You won. This sentence is in the vous form, which is the formal you in French.
Vous.
Vous. You, formal, avez.
Avez.
The third person plural of the verb, avoir, to have, conjugated in the present tense. This is used with, vous, to make it, you have, gagné.
Gagné.
past participle of the verb, gagne, to win. The entire sentence is a simple statement in the present perfect tense, indicating that you have won something. Tu as gagné. You won. This sentence is in the to form, meaning it is addressing one person informally. Tu. Tu. Is the subject pronoun for you, in the informal form. As. As. Is the auxiliary verb, have, in the passé composé tense. Gagné. Gagné. Is the past participle of the verb, gagne. Gagné. Which means, to win. The whole sentence translates to, you have won. Indicating that the person addressed has achieved victory. Vous êtes les vainqueurs. You are the victors. Breakdown. Vous. Vous. You, plural, formal. This is used when addressing a group of people you don't know well, or when speaking to someone in a position of authority. Es. Et. This is the third person plural form of the verb, être. Être. To be, conjugated in the present tense. It agrees with the subject, vous. Vous. You. Les. Le. The definite article, meaning, the. It agrees with the plural noun, vainqueurs. Vainqueur. Victors. Vainqueurs. Vainqueur. The plural form of the noun, vainqueur. Vainqueur. Victor, meaning, winners, or, victors. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, être. Être. Is in the plural form to agree with the plural subject, vous. Vous. Definite article. The definite article, les. Les. Indicates that the victors are specific, and known. Formal address. The use of, vous. Vous. Indicates a formal tone. Vous avez gagné. You have won. Breakdown. Vous. This is the formal pronoun, you, in French. It is used when addressing someone with respect, like a professor, or someone you don't know well. Avez. This is the present tense of the verb, avoir, to have, conjugated in the second person plural, formal, you. Gagné. This is the past participle of the verb, gagne, to win. It is used here in the past tense, meaning, you have won. Key concepts. Formal address, using. Vous. Instead of. Tu. Informal, you, is important for respectful speech. Past participle agreement. The past participle. Gagné. Agrees in gender and number with the direct object, which is implied in this case. It would be. Gagné. If the object was feminine. Present tense and past participle combination. This structure is common in French, using the present tense of avoir, followed by the past participle to express a completed action in the past. Tu as gagné. You won. Breakdown. Tu. Tu. Is the informal subject pronoun for you, singular. As. As. Is the contracted form of the verb avoir. Avoir. To have, in the present tense, third person singular. Gagné. Gagné. Is the past participle of the verb, gagne. Gagné. To win. Key concepts. The use of the informal pronoun, to. To. Indicates a casual, or familiar relationship between the speaker and the listener. The verb, avoir. Avoir. Is used to form the past participle of many verbs in French. The sentence uses a simple present tense construction, which is common in French to express a completed action, or a state of being.
Vous l'avez emporté.
You won. This is a simple sentence in the
passé composé
tense, which is the most common past tense in French.
Vous
means you, plural or formal singular.
Elle
is a contracted form of
le,
the masculine definite article, plus
elle, elle,
the direct object pronoun. It refers to a masculine noun previously mentioned in the conversation.
Avez
is the third person plural or second person singular formal of the verb
avoir.
To have.
Emporter
is the past participle of the verb
emporter.
To take away, to carry off. The sentence literally translates to, you have taken it away, but in this context, it conveys the idea of winning, taking the prize, or achieving a victory.
Tout va bien.
Everything is going well. The sentence uses the
tout,
which means everything, and
va,
which means goes or is going. This is in the third person singular form of the verb
aller,
which means to go.
Bien
means well.
J'ai faim.
I am hungry. This is a simple sentence using the verb
avoir.
To have, in the present tense.
J
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
a,
which is the first person singular conjugation of the verb
avoir
in the present tense.
Faim
is a noun meaning hunger. This is a very common expression in French that you will hear often.